This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 422 for Monday, June 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher in the new crop contracts on Monday as the liquidation of old crop July continues. With the final settlement still pending, the July contract falls $14.40 at $890 per ton. New crop November rises $9 at $722.60, and the January is up $12 at $772. Rain fell on parts of the prairies over the weekend, and the forecast is calling for more rain across the region later this week. Meanwhile, dry conditions continue to underpin canola values. Alberta reported on Friday that planting across the province is 89 to 100% complete as of June 1st. The planting of canola and several other crops is 99% done. The Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 82.87 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 82.75. Hot and dry weather is expected to dominate much of the United States over the next 10 to 15 days. Parts of the southern Corn Belt and areas of the northern plains are forecast to get rain later this week. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export inspections of corn are 1.4 million tons for the week ending June 3rd. That's a drop of 33% from the previous week. Soybean exports are up 22% at 237,000 tons, and outbound wheat jumps 61% at well over 418,000 tons. The USDA will release its weekly crop progress report at 3 p.m. Central. The report will include the first soybean crop ratings for this year. And the department is scheduled to issue its next monthly supply and demand report on Thursday. As the markets jockey for position, expectations are for slight dips in the carryovers for corn and soybeans, while wheat is projected to rise slightly. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The July contract plummets 23.5 cents at $15.73 per bushel. July soy oil falls by a half cent at 70.83 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $9.30 at $386.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Monday, with the July contract down 3.5 cents at $6.79 per bushel, while the September contract is higher. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract rising 7.5 cents at $4.02. Wheat futures are lower on Monday, as Chicago July is down 8 cents at $6.80. Kansas City July loses 6.5 cents at $6.30. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July drops 25 cents at $7.88. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, June 7th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.